All right. LLCs. Looks like we're diving into the world of LLCs today. Pretty cool stuff. And from your notes, I can see you're really interested in the benefits, huh? So let's unpack all that together. An LLC is kind of like that sweet spot, you know? You get that legal protection, like a big corporation, but without all the headaches.
Yeah, it's really interesting how they strike that balance, especially when you're talking about personal liability and taxes, right?
Right.
There's a lot to gain there, and we'll break it all down for you.
Sweet. Okay, so let's start with this idea of asset protection. What does that even mean for someone who's thinking about starting an LLC?
Well, picture this, okay? Your business hits a snag. Maybe a lawsuit, maybe some debt piles up, you know how it goes. An LLC basically protects your personal stuff, like your house, your car, your savings. All that is shielded from the business stuff, whatever
Yeah, so
happened.
it's like a separate legal entity, right?
Yeah.
The business takes the hits and not you personally.
You got it. And you know what's really interesting? Some states have even stronger protection than others, like Delaware and Wyoming. They're famous for being really pro-business and they have all sorts of privacy features built in.
Wow, okay, so location matters. I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk taxes. My notes have pass-through taxation highlighted. What's the deal with that?
Ah, this is a big one. Pass-through taxation is a game changer for a lot of small businesses. You see, with a regular corporation, you get taxed twice. Once at the corporate level, and then again when you get your dividends. Ouch, right. But with an LLC, those profits pass through straight to you. So you only pay taxes once. It's a huge advantage.
Wait, hold on. Explain that double taxation thing a little more. It sounds kind of terrifying.
Haha, yeah, it can be. Imagine your company makes, let's say, $100,000 in profit. As a corporation, the company itself would pay taxes on that 100 grand first. Then when you, the owner, get your share of that money, you got to pay personal income tax on it again. Same money, taxed twice.
Yikes. Yeah, okay, I see why pass-through taxation is a good thing. All right, so we've got the protection, we've got the tax benefits, but my notes also say something about flexibility and credibility with LLCs.
Absolutely. LLCs are definitely known for being less rigid than corporations. You know, less paperwork and more freedom in how you run things day to day. Plus, having that LLC after your business name, it just adds that little something extra, you know, people take you more seriously.
That's a good point. But doesn't that extra attention also mean more scrutiny, you know, like from regulators or even competitors?
Yeah, that's a valid point. It definitely comes with responsibilities. You got to follow the rules, keep your records straight, all that good stuff. But hey, that's part of being a legit business owner, right? You're playing in the big leagues now.
True. Okay, so let's say your business takes off, right? It starts growing, things are evolving. How does an LLC handle that? Can it keep up?
That's a great question. And that's one of the really cool things about LLCs. They can totally scale with you. As your business grows, the structure can adapt without having to like completely restructure everything. Plus, because it's a separate legal entity, even if leadership changes down the road, the business can keep going strong.
Oh, so it's like future-proofing your business.
Exactly, building that solid foundation. Now, I know we've been talking about all the good stuff, but are there any downsides to LLCs? Like, when would it not be the best choice?
That is a really good question because it sounds like they're perfect for everyone.
Well, nothing's perfect, right? But seriously, while LLCs are great for a lot of businesses, there are a few situations where another structure might be better. Like, let's say you're trying to get venture capital funding. A lot of investors, they prefer C Corp, or if you're thinking about going public someday, a C Corp would be the typical route.
Gotcha. So it really depends on your goals, huh? What you're aiming for in the long run.
Absolutely. You got to be strategic and do your research. It can be tricky, but that's why it's important to stay informed. You know, the legal and financial world, it's always changing. So keep learning about LLCs and make sure it's truly the right fit for you.
Yeah, great advice. This has been awesome. We've covered so much ground today, all the protection, the tax benefits, the flexibility, even some of the potential downsides. You really painted a clear picture of what it means to operate as an LLC. So much to think about.
My pleasure. It's always fun to dive into this stuff.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into LLCs. Until next time.